I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In the early 1830s, John Barron owned a commercial wharf in Baltimore Harbor from which he derived his living. The city of Baltimore undertook a public works project that modified the flow of several streams that emptied into the harbor. The resulting buildup of silt and sediment made it impossible for ships to get to Barron's wharf, putting him out of business. He sued the city of Baltimore, arguing that he was deprived of the use of his property without due compensation under the Fifth Amendment. He was awarded $4,500. The city's appeal of that award made it to the Supreme Court in Barron v. Baltimore. The court unanimously ruled against Barron, saying that the guarantees of the Fifth Amendment applied only to the federal government and were thus not binding upon cities and states. Chief Justice John Marshall spoke for the court.
The first 10 amendments contain no expression indicating an intention to apply them to the state governments. This court cannot so apply them.
In a future episode, we'll learn how that ruling would eventually be reversed. Although you may assume that you're covered for a particular risk by your commercial insurance policy, the fact is you may not be. Just as circumstances have dictated amendments to the Constitution, changes in your circumstances could require amendments to your commercial insurance coverage. Before you renew a commercial policy, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark insurance professional for a no-cost review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.